Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DillParish.com, John 424 Radio. Wow, it's a beautiful evening. I'm here in Central Florida out preaching the gospel. Hey, I want to bring a topic to you today. Are you wicked? Are you wicked? Let's talk about this. You know, most people, especially religious so-called Christian people, think they are really far better and way above ever being called wicked. What does the Holy Word of God say? That's our standard, right? Most people are very uneducated in the depths of the truths of God's Word. Bible says people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What does the Word say about this? Well, let's talk about it. You know, I knew a man a long time ago. He used to use the word wicked quite often. And because of him, I started studying it. And I found it was very accurate to use it the way he did, especially when you look at today's culture, even the religious people, the denominations, and the religious people today. It was very accurate to use it. You know, most people think, well, Adolf Hitler, mass murderer, he was really wicked. But not me. I'm not like that. Well, I'm going to show you in Scripture, I'm going to humble you and me to show you that just is not true. Did you know the word evil is often the same word used for wicked? All right, think about that. Wicked and evil, they go together, right? And it appears 500 times in Scripture. That's more than the word love. Just keep that in mind. Evil. Paul talks about this. He talks about his wrestling his flesh to not do evil. Romans 7:19. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Paul was talking about his wrestling with his flesh. Okay? So here we see a saint that could do evil. Huh. Interesting. Keep that in mind. Peter warns in 1 Peter 4:15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Okay? In Hebrew, that word is ra. Remember that word. We're going to get back to that. The word is ra. Don't suffer as an evildoer or a busybody. Puts those in the same category. So Peter's talking about don't be that as a saint. Again, like I said, many so-called Christians today are going to say, well, they don't believe they can be wicked. And they'll get angry when I'm out street preaching. And I'll use that term to describe, oh, it could be a false teacher. It could be the wicked denominational people, anything. They'll get all angry and say, how dare, I'm a Christian. How dare you call me wicked, they'll say. Well, I'm going to show you that this actually lines up pretty well. I'm going to prove it in God's Word, and so many people are not walking in the Word. They need to study more. So another fact, did you know that the word sin is not far from the word evil and wicked? So we talked about, we're going to teach on wicked here. We talked about how evil is the same word, and sin is not far from that same word. Ah, now you're thinking, hey, wait a minute. I'm a Christian. I know I can be sinful. If that's close to the same word, can I be wicked and evil too? Yeah, you're thinking. That's good. Put your thinking hats on. So here's a fact. If you keep false religion, willful sin of any kind, you're worldly, you have any corrupt, lewd, ungodly way about you, you are sinful, evil, and wicked per the Bible. That includes me. Now how does, let me say that again. If you keep anything sinful, false religious ways, you keep willful sin, worldliness, any corrupt, ungodly way, anything outside of God's traditions, the Bible says you're sinful, evil, and wicked. Now, with that in mind, how does God view it all? How does he view it all? Well, Psalm 5, verses 4 and 5. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Now let's look at this. All three words are used here. Wicked, evil, iniquity. Iniquity is sin. All three of those words are used there, and it says God hates people that do those things. This is serious stuff, folks. This is why I'm bringing it up. So let's get back to, now that we know that wicked and sin are on the same level. Somebody's playing their radio by me. I had to turn and go the other way. Wicked and sin are on the same level. I should say evil and sin are on the same level. Let's get back to this word, wicked. Now, wicked itself is used about 450 times in Scripture. Again, more than the word love. Just keep that in mind. I'm just giving you a reference level. Let's go to some scriptures that use this word, and then we're going to talk about it, the meanings of those words. Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Hey, there's wickedness and there's evil used together, proving they mean the same thing. The word in the Hebrew is ra. It means bad, wrong, disagreeable, morally corrupt, evil. That's what it means, right? Let's look at Genesis 13:13. But the men of Sodom were wicked sinners before the Lord exceedingly. There's wicked and sin being used together, right? So if you're a sinner, you can be wicked, right? Yeah, absolutely. The same word, ra, bad, evil, wrong, corrupt, bad character. Now this next verse shows you that God's people could be wicked. So I'm going to back up what I'm saying here. Deuteronomy 9:27. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. There's those two words being used again together. This is God's people, and they're talking about wickedness, and they're talking about their sin. That word there is rasha. It means morally wrong, iniquity, bad, sinful. These are all pretty much the same. So you'll find a lot of different Hebrew words for the word wicked, but they all pretty much mean very close to the same thing. And we see another verse that shows us God's people, Israel, can be wicked. Leviticus 18:17. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shall thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinsmen. It is wickedness. All right, so this word in Hebrew is zamwa. It has a kind of a sexual connotation to it. It means lewd, but it's the same meaning. Bad character, morally corrupt, lewd. All right? But God's people could be that. And remember, God hates people who do that and won't stop. Numbers 16:26. And he spoke unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed by their sins. Here you go. See wicked and sin being used together? The word is rasha, right? It means sin, evil, wickedness, all right? So we need to open up our vocabulary if we're claiming to be of Christ and know what these words mean and realize we can be wicked. We can be evil if we follow our flesh and we leave God's word. Here's another verse showing Israel did wickedness. Judges 20:12. And the tribes of Israel sent the men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is that you've done among you? Here's the Israelites doing wicked. Same word as before, ra, bad, morally wrong, corrupt. Okay? How about 1 Samuel 12:20? And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Again, more wickedness. The word is ra, bad, morally wrong, evil. This was Israel, God's people doing these things. Here we see, next verse, 2 Samuel 24:17, King David does wickedness. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, Lo, I've sinned, and I've done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. The word here is a little different. It's alva, alva. It means to do wrong, perverse, iniquity, sin. Same thing. We're seeing a pattern here, aren't we? God's people doing wicked, evil, and sin. Job shows that, I'm going to bring a verse up here. Job 11:14, and Job shows us that man can be both of these things. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacle. So Job is just saying, hey, we can be that way, can't we? Yep, we can. That word is avla. It means unrighteous and unjust. How about Psalm 18:21? For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. This is rasha. It's wrong, guilty, condemned. Same basic meaning. Have we wickedly left the ways of the Lord? Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Evil, wicked sinner, if you do willful sin, God's not promising to hear you. In fact, John 9 says God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners, but them that do righteousness or work the will of God. It's very important to understand these terms, and we know who we are, where we are, and how we are before God. Because of what Christ has done, we can find forgiveness, but we can't walk and live in sin. Otherwise, that forgiveness will not be granted. That's called grace. Here's another verse that shows God's people were wicked. Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hear that? What I just say? That you can't keep doing sin and expect to get forgiveness? It says forsake his way. That means you got to leave your sin, your wickedness, your evil, no matter how big or how small it is. You got to leave it or you won't be forgiven of it. That word is rasha. Wrong, guilty, condemned, evil. Now, let's move on to the New Testament word. So we see in the Old Testament, wickedness, evil, and sin in God's people. They're called to forsake it. Matthew 16:4. The wicked and the adulterous generation, or I should say a wicked and adulterous generation, seeketh after a sign, and there should be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. The word here is ponerous. It means bad character, malicious, or corrupt. Still the same thing. Wicked, sinful, evil, corrupt, bad character. Now, in Luke 11:39, we see that the leaders of Israel could be wicked and corrupt. The Lord said unto him, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup, but the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. The Pharisees had a wrong heart, and Jesus called them out. That word is poneir, depravity, iniquity. It's sin. Same thing. All right. How about Acts 2:23? Here the Jews get called out. Peter said, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknown knowledge of God, ye have taken by, and by wicked hands ye have crucified and slain. This word here is animos, and it means transgression against the law. That's sin, right? So again, these are all pretty close to the same root words, root meaning. How about Paul in 1 Corinthians 5? He calls out a wicked believer man right in the body. Paul says, But them that are without God judges, therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Yeah, the guy was in sexual sin, so Paul said, Put him out. I need to remind you, later Paul reinstates him into the body after the man repented. There's another example of a New Testament believer or any believer being wicked and then repenting. That word is poneris. Same thing, bad character. All right. Peter reminds us that saints are not to be influenced by the wicked. In this verse, 2 Peter 3:17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, and fall from your steadfastness. So we can easily go into sin, evil, and wickedness is what Peter's telling us, just as I'm trying to tell you. So it's correct if people are keeping sin that they be called evil and wicked sometimes. Yeah, it might hurt your feelings, but it's truthful. And I'm proving that to you in Scripture. That word again is anemos, and it means law-breaking. How about 1 John 5:19? And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's that poneris word. Bad character, evil, degeneracy is what that means. So we could be like the world, right? Many of us came out of the world. But we have a new heart and a new mind by the gospel, but we can't walk in the flesh. We must walk in the Spirit. How about this one? I'll give you one more verse. Paul speaks of Satan, the Antichrist to come. This one will get you. 2 Thess 2:8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. That word anemos, unlawful, transgressor of the law. It's the same word that Peter used to describe the Jews. See what I'm getting at here? Don't lift yourself up, religious pew-sitting person, or spiritual person, or whoever you are, and think that you can't be called or seen as evil, wicked, and sinful, because you can, you have been in the past, you may be again in the future, but if you walk in it willfully and you will not leave it, you are indeed wicked and evil and sinful, and you need to be called out because you need to repent to the saving of your soul. When I go out and call people to repentance, it isn't for fun. I'd rather be hunting or fishing. No, it's not for fun that I do it. It's because they need it to the saving of their soul, as it says in James 5. Here's the point. Don't think you or I can't be deemed as wicked, evil sinners just because we believe in Jesus. This has varying degrees to it. I know that. But we must guard against it in our lives if we're walking with Christ. All right? If you think you're better than this, you're not humbled. You don't know the gospel. If you don't walk and be on guard against wickedness, evil, and sin, you're not walking in the Spirit. Most Sunday churchgoers think, I got it. It's in my back pocket. I got Jesus. Get out of hell card. I'm fine. I'm good to go. That's not what the Bible teaches. That's a wicked, evil, sinful mindset that tramples the blood of Jesus Christ, is what I'm trying to get to you. Let me give you one more verse. 1 John 2:14. And I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. That's how we make sure that we're not wicked and evil and living in sin. We abideth in the word of God. We must do that by the Spirit. We must come by the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ and his work. We must repent and be born again by his Spirit. Then holiness and obedience, not wickedness and sinfulness and evil, is fruit that we're born of Christ, and we endure till the end. All of this by walking in the Spirit of God, knowing the Word of God. This is very critical. Knowing the Word of God. Knowing who we can be in our heart, in our human fallen nature, in our flesh. Not being puffed up and prideful. Not having a false gospel. I raise my hand. Jesus is going to save me no matter what. No. Humility, a changed heart that hates all sin and all false ways, as Psalm 119 says. Is that you today? I hope it's not. I hope this convicts you to see that when you hear a preacher and he might wrongly call out, you wicked person, you evil man, repent ye sinner, that the Bible has every bit of evidence to back up that preacher if he's doing it rightly. And I know there's times when I have to do it rightly. And the whole point, the whole purpose, is not to hurt people's feelings, is not to do anything but to cause conviction so that then they'll repent and come to the knowledge, either come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ or get themselves right before God again, renew in them a right spirit, cling to the Word of God, and repent from their sin, their wickedness, and their evil ways, lest they will not enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible is clear. No wicked worker, no evil worker, no willful sinner is going to enter into the kingdom of God. You must repent, forsake your sin, put it under the blood of Christ, walk in spirit and truth, and then you indeed have the hope of eternal life to come. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that edifies you. Don't be a wicked person. I strive every day to not be that type of man, I need to repent and kill my flesh whenever that happens. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.